Gosh, plenty of reaction to Kai and how he's made our morning. Come to Blue Route Mall tomorrow at 10 o'clock. You can maybe meet him and some of the other contestants. You'll meet Bruce, you meet Pippa, and of course you meet Bruce Hong, Bruce Whitfield and Bruce Hong. Tomorrow, two Bruces for the price of one tomorrow at our first live quarter final of the Disc and Brain of Cape Town. Well, you've heard Kai and the mushroom and the muscle, but have you heard about the one about the dussies that hitched a ride to the burbs? It does sound a little bit like an urban legend in the making, but we came across a riveting social media thread, a Twitter thread by the Twitter user Rashida_S. She had yesterday documented how her mum had returned from Gaudini, just outside Worcester, only to find that a dussie popped out from under her car after she parked, maybe hiding in the wheel well. And soon after, another and another and another dussie popped out. They called the SPCA to try and round up these dussies from Gaudini all the way to Otterie. John Friedman is the Cape of Good Hope SPCA wildlife supervisor. Rashida saying that they called out the SPCA to try and manage and come collect these dussies. How does a dussie get all the way from Gaudini to Otterie in Cape Town, seemingly in the wheel well of a passenger vehicle, John?
Hi, good morning, Lester. Yeah, certainly. This is dussies hitching lifts in vehicles from all over to other places where they shouldn't be. It's definitely not a new phenomenon. We've been seeing it. It really sort of started to be something that we took note of in about 2010 when there were people driving around, obviously World Cup, and people were visiting places and then returning home with one or two extra stowaways that they hadn't planned left home with. So as far as we know, look, dussies, you know, a vehicle, if you consider what the spaces that a vehicle offers a small furry animal to hide in, it's warm, it's dark, it's all the things a dussie loves. So it's certainly not that strange when you consider that a dussie in a place comes across a vehicle parked at a campsite or a caravan site, leaps into the engine. It looks like a nice place to hide. And the next thing is it's now on its way to Cape Town or somewhere else that it shouldn't be. So it definitely, it's certainly not that strange. We do see an awful lot of it, unfortunately.
Has the SPCA come and collected, and will they be transplanting them or relocating back to the Gaudini area? Or, you know, we have a pretty sizable dussie population here in the Table Mountain range. Are you taking them back to Gaudini?
Certainly, if we can be 100% sure that that is where the animal originated. Now, part of the problem that puts a dussie inside a car engine is that they're extremely territorial animals. So where you consider the two scenarios that might sort of have a dussie end up being in your car engine, the first scenario, dussies being so highly territorial, you might have a situation where you've got a low-ranking member being chased out of the colony by a dominant member, and during that chase, they go under the car, and the dussie ends up leaping into the engine because it's a nice place to get away from an angry, chasing, dominant dussie. In the second scenario, you've got young dussies. Dussies are born precocial in that they are born fully furred, they have teeth, they have eyes, and they can pretty much fend for themselves from the time they're born, and then they will mimic the behavior of older hyraxes or older dussies. And a car engine might seem like a wonderful jungle gym, sorry, if you are a young dussie. So being that they are territorial, it becomes difficult to just chuck them out anywhere, because now you've taken a low-ranking member that's perhaps escaped a colony, you've put it in a colony where it doesn't know anybody, and that dominant dussie will absolutely tear the younger one or the lower-ranking member apart in the most awful, awful way. So we don't want to, they can be quite brutal to strangers. Yeah. So we obviously don't want to condemn a dussie that's already scared and already quite fearful for its life into an absolutely horrible situation.
John, I have to leave you there, but to end off the punchline for this joke, have you heard about the one of the dussie that hitched a ride to the burbs? He drove in a Toyota Hyrax.